See, they didn't have nothing like that when I was coming on, no kind of clubs or anything. Church and Sunday school is all we, you know, we'd go off to camp or something like that. But we didn't have no clubs or anything then, you know, because people, see, you went to school in December, January, and February, then you farmed, and you worked in the field. Had to fall and make a crop. You know, pick cotton and chop cotton.
Yeah, well, I'll ask you more about that a little later. Yeah. Can you, tell me about your husband, when he, is he dead now?
Yeah, he's been dead 40, he died 1939.
Did you farm yourself after that?
I've never farmed, it was put us out of farming here. Now, my first husband was Mr. We separated, this child's father.
I see.
You know, but my last husband, we married 1917.
Yeah, I see, yeah. I appreciate that.
And we had 11 hands here on the farm, farming.
Yeah.
And when he died, I run the farm, rode the horses, the cattle, till my son come home in 43 and lived with me. And he took, you know, help over, still here. But I've been here and been active all my life, and helped with the cattle. So this year, I fell and broke my hip, and I was kind of hobbling around. I can't do work.
Yes, ma'am. Your son lives with you now, still?
No, he lives in Canton. He's got a family business in the old whole house. But see, my husband, grandfather bought this place from the Buck Hannah.
A friend of mine sent me that from Wyoming.
Yeah.
And then he took over, you see, because I just lived here. I've been a widow, you know, ever since 1939.
Okay. Now, can you tell me about your parents, your mother and father? First, their school and their education, where they were born.
Well, they're born out there in Bethel Community. No, they're born in Georgia.
That's your father?
Yeah, my father. And both of them. I didn't follow. He come from Alabama. Didn't have my father's father. Didn't the grandpa Christian? He come from Alabama. The Moses come from Georgia.
Moses, that is
his
mother.
My mother's mother come from Georgia. Now, they never did go to school or anything. My father couldn't write his name.
Really?
That's right, but you couldn't.
He signed it with an X.
He signed it with an X, but brother, he could tell you what anything, if you sold a bale of cotton or what anything broke with him, you could figure it out and tell you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your father, your mother, could she read and write?
Yeah, she could read and write.
She get some schooling?
Yeah, she went to school, but I don't know how many years, and I couldn't tell you where it happened, but I imagine not too long. That time they didn't have school, you know, like they do now.
Now your father was a what? What did he do for a living?
He was a farmer.
Okay. And your mother was a housewife?
Yeah, that's right.
Now can you tell me a little about their lives, where they grew up and when they met, that sort of thing?
Well, I just couldn't tell you. I reckon that when they was young and they lived, I'd say about 5 miles apart. See where Grandpa lived over there. And Grandpa lived up there where the old creek place is, about 5 miles apart.
Yes, ma'am.
Before they met and married now.
When did your father come here?
I don't know where he was born here, where he was born in Alabama. I tell you the truth, I don't know.
Well, he came here when he was young.
He came here when he was young, real young.
I see. Your grandfather, did he?
My grandfather went to the Civil War.
I see. Yeah. This is on your father's side?
Yes.
He's from Alabama?
Yeah.
You know about his education?
No, I don't. See, he was dying before I was ever born.
Did you know your grandfather and grandmother on either side?
I did on my mother's side, the Molders. I knew the Molders. My grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side. But I never did see my grandmother and grandfather on my father's side. They were dead before I was born.
I see. Okay, can you tell me a little about your grandparents on your mother's side?
Well, they farmed. Well, they used to run a hotel in Logansport. And then they moved out.